Yes, okay, the cultural factors. Yes, so in Quebec, as you know, probably know, we're mostly French-speaking population. 80% is French-speaking. And I'd say most of the population does not really speak English. So they don't listen to English media. So this side of the thing helps. The public-funded programs are generally very well received in Quebec. We pay a lot of taxes. I think we're the one that pays more taxes in Canada. But when we have a nice program like that, we're very happy to have it. So everybody's like, yay. I think there's a trust in public health and in science in general in Quebec. I would say that we have a quite liberal thinking. We're probably closer to European countries in that way than to like American country. We're probably, this is all my hypothesis. It's not real science, but we're probably less prudish about sexual things and more pragmatic. I think that the people knows that their girl will eventually have sex, and they accept it. That's part of the life. We went from a very religious province 40 years ago to a secular society now. You don't see any religious signs in Quebec now. But you see religious signs, but it's not Catholic. So it's every other religion. So people, there's religious beliefs are not an issue anymore in Quebec. And we have, it was a very interesting presentation on the mature informed consent. We have the principle in Quebec is the consent is at 14 years of age. And it's been there for many years, I guess 20 years or more, I don't know. And it's very well accepted in the population. So you can go and get your abortion, you can go and get your birth control pill, you can do whatever you want if you don't need any hospitalization at 14 years of age, and you don't have to ask anybody. And this is the way it is. So a very short slides on evaluation program. So as we promised, we are doing now a evaluation in two regions in Quebec. We have demonstration zones for the effectiveness of the program. So we're going to measure disease outcomes, particularly for, of course, the genital warts that we should see very soon with the high level of vaccine coverage that we have. I hope it does something. And we will look for dysplasia and cancer. We're going to measure vaccine coverage in those two regions up to 26 years of age, even though the program doesn't go that far. Measure of acceptability, and we're going to we are putting in place tools for these measures, because we don't have any provincial vaccine registry, so it's going to be in these two regions. We're currently doing clinical studies with the extended schedule for immunogenicity, efficacy, and safety, so we can have the answer what to do in grade 9 when the girls get there. We are collecting data right now for comparison between cervix that should be there soon. That's what they've been saying that for a year, but should be there eventually. And Gardasil, so we're getting the burden of disease for HPV 6 and 11. We're going to compare the characteristic of the vaccines in terms of immunogenicity and efficacy. We're going to do modelization, economic analysis, and public acceptance. So you see those different elements are part of the framework, the DWAS framework. So in conclusion, year one of our program, I think we can say was a success. The issues for year two is to find the money to have the vaccine, because it's a very high demand still there. So I think the field needs another 350,000 doses for next year. So with the price of the vaccine, you can imagine the budget takes. So we have to find the money. We're going to do minor adjustments, particularly to our material for grade four because of the informed consent. It was difficult sometimes for parents to understand that they had to do two consents, one for hepatitis B, one for HPV, only for girls. So we arranged this based on an evaluation with nurses, parents, and teachers. And all of this is in the context of a controversy around vaccination in general in Quebec, because there was a film that went out in January that is called in French Silence on Vaccine, and in English Shots in the Dark. I don't think it was here. It's a National Film Board film. I don't think you had this here. It's on adverse events on immunization, and it's a very hard film and scares people. So we had that controversy, and we thought that we would have a lower vaccine uptake of any kind of vaccination. And it's also in light of the maybe mass vaccination for novel influenza H1N1. So on your side, on one side, people don't want to be vaccinated. On the other one, we guess that with the influenza, they will want to be vaccinated. So pick your choice. Do you want to be vaccinated or not? But I think people in general in Quebec, they appreciate the vaccine programs. So I'd like to make a special thanks to the Public Health Network in Quebec, and particularly to my team in the Ministry of Health. And sincere thank to you for your kind invitation, for your attention. Oh, yes, yes.